Innovation, by definition, is the introduction of something new. Without innovation, there isn't anything new, and without anything new, there'll be no progress. If you aren't making progress, you can't stay relevant, especially in a competitive market like orthodontics. Today, we're catching up with Jake Julek at Great Finch to see what's new with their patient management software. Let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Ortho Thrive. Today we have Jake Julek joining us. Jake is the president of Great Finch Orthodontic Practice Management Software and is here to tell us about the changes to their innovative practice management solution. Jake, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
All right, for those who haven't seen the last time you were on, just give us a little bit about your career path.
Yeah, so I started in this space, in the dental and orthodontic space, at Televox Software. It's not called that anymore, but has since changed some names. But that's where I kind of dipped my toes into the dental orthodontic space and realized I really enjoyed this industry a lot. And so from there, I had an opportunity to go over to Cloud9 Ortho and was employee, I think, number two over there, and basically helped start that up as well. And then left there about 6 years ago now to essentially start Great Finch, which is, a full orthodontic practice management software.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit more about what Great Finch is.
Yeah, so, Great Finch, when you talk about practice management software in the orthodontic space, many, you think of all the legacy players out there that have been out for a long time. Really was missing in this space that we saw an opportunity to do was really build something different that, orthodontists, even in my time at Cloud9, were asking for, right? They want as much of an all-in-one solution as they could have and not have to have all these different third-party ancillary solutions. And, it's funny, I think back on my time at Televox and where I was at and why I left there. One of the reasons why I left there is they were selling, third-party add-ons, right, to practice management softwares. They were doing like appointment reminders and, they were the first patient portal, I believe, that was out there, websites and that kind of stuff. And, in my mind, I'm like, well, I got to get out of this because all these practice management softwares are going to do all these things. I was pretty much wrong. I mean, they kind of do some of those things, but not really in the best way. And so, and so it's very surprising. And so Great Finch is here to fill that gap. And so that's one of our missions, is to not only create a practice management software that is great in the clinic, on side of things, but also have an experience for the patient too. We're not getting any younger, right? But the patient base age range is also probably staying about the same, but as people get older, they want different things. And so, and meaning that those patients that were, 20 years old 10 years ago are now 30, they're having kids. Well, what do they expect, right, from their orthodontist? What kind of technology do they expect them to have? And what kind of communication mediums do they expect them to have? So, we're really trying to think about that and try to build those things around the practice management software as well. So I honestly like to think of us not necessarily just the practice management software, because then we get bundled in with the legacy players. I really like to look at us as more of a platform, for your clinic to really be able to help you grow, but also do the practice management aspect of it for you as well.
Well, today's show should really address some of that, because we spoke, I think it was almost a year ago, and you guys are constantly innovating. So let's just talk about some of the latest advancements since we last spoke and had you on the show.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, when we last talked, I believe we kind of went over our HIPAA compliant two-way texting, first in the industry to have anything like that built into the practice management software. And since then, we've been working really hard to produce more and more, features for our customers. So one thing that we've done is built a reputation management tool. We call it the Net Promoter Score, which, you guys being marketing are probably very familiar with that term.
Of course.
Many clinics are not, and that's okay, and they can either look at it as that, or they can look at it more as reputation management, and one of the problems with reputation management out there, no practice management software, number one, has it built in to help you. But number two, the third parties that you use, most of them are using microsites out there to post your reviews to, which then get aggregated by Google. So when you go to Google and you do a search, they show up, but they don't show up as Google reviews. They show up as reviews from external sites. The problem with that is when you leave that company someday, your reviews likely go away as well too. And absolutely. So we're really trying.
And they're not nearly as credible as a Google review, of course. Everyone trusts what Google's showing you.
That's right.
At least as far as reviews go.
And you guys can probably, you know, speak to how important it is, obviously, to have those Google reviews out there. And
absolutely.
So one of the things that we try to do is educate our customer prospects and customers on why those types of services are not good for them and why you should be pushing people to your directly to your Google Facebook or excuse me, your Google Places page. But yeah. We can also push people to Facebook and Yelp too, if that's a, you know, a driver for you from a review standpoint as well. So, you know, we really try to help educate everybody on those and make sure that they understand that this is why you need to do it. Number one, number two, this is why you should do it this way. And so even if you leave Greyfinch someday, hopefully you never do that, but your reviews are going to stay there. So we built that reputation management tool, and I'll show you guys and explain how that works here in a second. And then another thing that we've been also doing is, you know, before COVID hit, we actually were in the process of building out our patient hub. And then, okay. You know, as we talked about last show, when COVID hit, we stopped that and we asked our customers what we could do to help them. And so we did a bunch of other things, and, you know, we don't need to go into all that detail on this show, but what that did was, is obviously delayed our patient hub, which was really honestly important to me because it's been something we've been wanting to do for a really long time. And we knew it was very important because we'll talk about the future and the things that we're going to be able to do with this soon. But this is a key component for us to really start pushing patients to do self-service, right? Instead of calling the clinics and that kind of stuff. So about a month or so ago, it maybe has been even two now, we launched our patient hub. So the patient hub is now live. And patients can go in and do all kinds of great stuff.
So what kind of info can the patients access when they're
in the patient? If it's all right with you, I'd love to show you guys the patient hub right now. So instead, it's usually more powerful to show than to speak. And, you know, one of the things, too, that we constantly hear from other, you know, people, that whether it's orthodontists or whoever it may be, about our software is it just looks very clean and modern compared to other systems out there. And I would say the same goes for our patient. You know, we call it a patient hub. Really, we shouldn't even call it a patient hub. We should just call it a hub because, as I'll explain soon, external providers will be able to use this for secure messaging and communication with your clinic as well. But, you know, one of the things we really try to focus on is make it really simple for patients to use. Of course, it was built mobile first, so it's all mobile friendly.
That's very nice to hear. That's you don't hear many people saying that when it comes to patient management systems or any software that's related to a lot of orthodontic practices. I mean, mobile first is
really Yeah, that's right. So mobile first, and we actually will be launching it, turning this into an app as well for patients this fall. And the same goes for the clinical aspect of it too. Our communications app will also be turned into a mobile app as well. So those are a couple of exciting things coming down the line for our customers in that realm. But with inside this patient hub, what we try to do is think about all the different things that your patients would call your clinic for, right? So when they land on the alerts page, they're going to be able to see if they have any money due or any bookings that need to happen. And then they can go into those. On the left-hand side here is where you see your booking information. And so this is going to have the schedule. And so this person scheduled for a separator's appointment tomorrow at 10:35 a.m. At the location. And these maps will pull directly from Google based on the clinic's address. So they can click on it, get directions if they need to as well. They also can cancel or they can reschedule these appointments. So to my knowledge, we're the only practice management software that allows anybody to do that.
I mean, that's that's absolutely saving on a bunch of phone calls for sure. Yep. Right there. And the fact that you can reschedule directly into the system, you know, showing actual availability, right?
Exactly. And we're actually seeing what's interesting about this is we're actually seeing clinics use this, our current customers that are using this, they're using it at the new patient exam to explain to patients why their office is so high tech and better than everybody else's out there. And so they're leveraging
the patient hub. That's smart. Yeah.
They're getting them signed up right then and there, you know, getting them logged in, and like, they're trying, you know, it's a nice way to almost get that patient to commit to you, right? It's like, get us in that hub. Now we're here. Okay. Well, why wouldn't I schedule with you guys? You can do all this stuff online. This is amazing. You know? Mm-hmm. So if they've ever been to any other orthodontic office, not using Greyfinch, they definitely didn't have any of these options available. Another thing in the bookings area is you can see the appointment history. Many times patients will walk out the door without their school excuse or work excuse. So we gave them the option to either print or download that as well in here. So at any time they can come in and access this as well from their mobile phone. Just show it to the, you know, the school, whatever you need to do. So,
So that's saving yet another phone call plus an action that has to happen. So that's a lot. That's a great time saver.
That's right. That's right. So that's what we try to think of. It's like appointments. What needs to happen? Well, that's pretty straightforward, right? It's like you want to see your past appointments. So, you know, you need school excuses or work excuses and schedule and reschedule. So if they didn't have an appointment scheduled, but you had one in Greyfinch, what we call those are planned unscheduled appointments. They would be able to schedule those appointments right here as well too. So it's not just rescheduling and canceling. It will also let patients, you know, schedule their next appointment that they're due for. And the system's smart enough to know the date range that they're due for and everything. So you don't have to worry about patients scheduling in the wrong spots. It uses your schedule template along with our smart scheduling algorithm. And it will then find your best availability for that patient based on the criteria. And of course, if there isn't availability, it asks them to please call the office. You know, if there's
the template customizable, can a doctor decide on frequency and kind of make their own?
Absolutely. Yep. And with our templating too, it's a little bit different. You know, I was just at a clinic that's looking at our software yesterday, and you know, the way that they have to do all their stuff, you know, a lot of times clinics want to allow like multiple types of appointments at the same time in the same chair. You know, they don't really care, but it can be multiple. With other systems, they have what are called appointment classes usually, and they're kind of a pain to manage. With Greyfinch, we just designed it correctly from the beginning, where when you're templating, you can have one to many appointments at any time that you want. And so it gives you ultimate flexibility and ultimate control of your schedule in a very simple way. So
nice. Okay.
All right. So then the next area here along the left side, so keep in mind too, as I said, it's all mobile friendly. If we are on a mobile phone right now, you know how most apps nowadays, like at the bottom is where all your icons are for like the things that you're doing. If you've ever been on, like, most of them are designed that way now. So that's what happens with Greyfinch too. These go down to the bottom of the phone, just like most apps are designed these days. So very modern and from a user interface too.
Yeah. And all that appearance and how it looks and feels makes a huge impression on a patient, you know, because it's all reflecting directly on the brand of the practice. So you want to make sure that all the touch points, especially in some sort of software, match the brand and the professionalism of the brand.
Absolutely. If you're going to pitch yourself as a high-tech orthodontic clinic or any sort of, you know, latest technology, you know, you need to make sure that you can actually back that up, because nowadays people are savvy enough, and they're, you know, especially as the patient base continues to, that is used to that kind of stuff. That's what they grew up with, right? You know, they're getting, now they're the ones having kids. You can't fool them anymore. you know, my mom could be fooled. Oh, cool. I can schedule online. Great. That's awesome. Like, she doesn't care about the user interface, but she's also almost 70 years old at this point. So
I gotcha. Okay.
But I care about it. And so does, you know, most people nowadays, they want it to be easy to use. So
yeah, it's really an expectation. If something looks clunky, you kind of just wonder about the company, to be honest.
At this point. That's right. So this profile area, so most of the time the patients have filled out all their medical information, right? So they have, with Greyfinch, we have all electronic onboarding that automatically fills into our practice management software. No need to manually enter the data back and forth from like a form, like a lot of the other systems do. Greyfinch actually has it all updating it. And so what we allow you to do in the profile is update that information. So you can come in here and you can, you know, there's some missing questions in here that they didn't answer. So it's asked them to answer them. But if someone comes in here and they mark that they have anything, you know, if they have periodontal disease and they mark yes and save it, it's actually updating into the practice management software right now. So I'm going through this, and you notice it just keeps popping down to the unanswered questions, so that you can keep going through and updating your information. So it makes it very simple for you to update your health history if you need to, or any allergies or anything that you want that clinic to know about, you know, with inside of your profile, and all this stuff automatically updates in the patient's chart then.
Wow. And it's nice. You're kind of saving that click that it automatically goes down.
Yep.
To the next question.
So what we're doing here, so keep in mind that, you know, most clinics want to have a medical history updated every 6 months. I think 1 year is kind of like the requirement, or, you know, what people are supposed to always do. But most clinics like to try to do it every 6 months. Especially in ortho, you see them so frequently, it's much easier to do that rather than like a general dentist. You may only see somebody once a year. So it's a little bit more challenging. But with Grayfinch, what we're doing is we're building in automation so that this will remind the patients to automatically go in here and update anything that needs to be updated as well. So, and it's stored in Grayfinch then on the practice management side, who updated it last. So you can see if it was the patient or the staff and the date and the time. So we can use those dates and times and who did it to know who to ask to come in here and update their health history again. So we can make sure that they have it updated.
Nice. That's awesome.
The next screen will be the financial screen. So this area here will allow a patient to come into Grayfinch, into their patient hub and make a payment. They can also, we'll go ahead and click make payment. And if we look at this, it will default to the appointment type, the amount that is the total balance. But sure. If they have a due now, it'll actually default to that amount. Because this patient doesn't, it defaults to the total balance. Of course, they can change this if they want.
Yeah.
We actually chose not to show your aging. And that is due to in research and talking with some experts in the accounts payable side of things. They say that that's not a good practice to actually show those in here, because what happens is most patients will just pay the oldest amount, because it's like, well, you threatened me with this letter to get me to pay this 90 day balance. Yeah. So that's all I'm going to pay. And I'll wait for your next letter to pay the next one. Oh, so we've chosen not to do that as a best practice, according to the experts out there.
Whatever works, I'll tell
that's
you.
Right. So we just show their actual due now. Now, you know, one of the really cool things about Grayfinch is that we can actually, go in here, and when we post a payment, our payments actually get posted to the invoices. So in our last show, I talked about that was one big benefit of our ledgers, is that we actually have invoices. So there's a lot of ways to tie things together. And if someone makes a payment early, it doesn't screw up your accounts receivable. If a patient makes a payment, right now ahead, like I come in here and I make a payment ahead and I'm set up on auto draft and other systems, they have to remember, or someone has to go into my chart and undo the auto drafts from running in the future.
It could pull your payment twice in the same month.
That's right. It'll keep pulling it until they turn it off, because again, nothing's connected. In Grayfinch, we connect everything. So the beautiful part about this is if I pay ahead, the staff doesn't have to do anything, because we post those payments to those ledgers, to those invoices, which are associated with the auto draft. And so we know not to run those auto drafts. And so the employees, the staff, they don't have to do anything at all. They just get to take the money without having to actually even talk to the patient.
Wow. That is definitely nice, because that's a huge hassle, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about what do people call the clinics for, right? It's payments, balance questions, maybe to get a receipt. A clinic I was just in yesterday was telling me how their FSA HSA, they get a lot of calls for patients that need that. And they're like, so they could just go in here and do it? And I said, yeah. They're like, well, what's on it? Because, you know, a normal receipt out of a practice management software, like we have to print their appointment history and their ledger and all these different things so that there's enough information for that FSA or HSA provider. It's crazy the amount of stuff they require sometimes. What we did is we used to help people too. And then we're like, why are we spending time doing this when we could just make this a feature? So we built a special receipt for our customers. And now patients can go in here and pull this special receipt at any time so that they can provide it and get their money back. Because of an FSA, a lot of times you have to submit the receipts to get reimbursement.
Yeah, that makes sense. So have you any data yet on whether this is reducing past due balances?
Yeah, well, so, you know, if you think about it, most people are set up on auto drafts, right, in most clinics. And so what they're seeing, though, is that when they're following up with those collection text messages, usually they're telling them to go to the hub to make the payment. And they are seeing an increase in that. And they're seeing it. What's beautiful about that is the adoption of the patient hub is also it's a way for them to introduce the patient hub to their existing patients. Because
also you're reducing the friction between them paying.
That's right.
Yeah, that's going to definitely have an effect then.
Wouldn't you rather, if you had a choice to call somebody to make a payment that you were late on and have to be on the phone, possibly on hold, or would you rather just go do it online? What would you pick, right?
Yeah, there's no doubt, especially if it's, you know, a little embarrassed about it or something. I mean, geez, you want to talk to a person.
That's right. I mean, I know I am. Like sometimes, you know, if I get a new credit card, I'm on auto draft, right? And I forget to update that one. I'm like, oh crap, now they think I don't have any money, you know? It's like, oh no.
Happens to me like every 2 or 3 years on my internet bill at the house because I have everything auto draft.
Yep.
I wish they would send me a text. I find out. I just don't think about it. It's just the bill that always comes out.
Yep.
And I have to fix it and pay it. Yeah, this would be nice, actually.
Yeah, same way. So it makes that easier for the patients. Less, like to your point, I like that, less friction within the patients and not having to talk to somebody. They can just take care of it themselves. So the other thing they can do too is while they're in there, maybe their credit card got declined, right? So your credit card got updated and you need to update it. The beautiful thing, you don't even have to call the clinic to do that. Again, I believe we're the only system that allows this. Come in here and want to update your auto draft information. So you can update it via credit card or bank account. And this will update all future payments to be drafted from this new account. Now, my favorite part about this, one of the things when we were designing this, I said, well, we have to think about it. One of the things that drives me absolutely bonkers is when this happens to me and I go online and I update my auto draft. But you know what it doesn't do? It doesn't also make the payment that I owe that was past due.
Oh, that's absolutely true. Yeah, you still have to do something else.
So I said, we have to make that in one swoop, one step, right? And so what we did was, if they have a due now balance, this box actually will automatically be checked and it'll have the amount in there. So when they update it and click save, it also pays their due now balance at the exact same time. So it's one action for that patient, but yet the clinic is getting two things done. They're getting a new card for future patient or for future auto drafts, and they're getting the balance paid at the same time.
Oh yeah, that's really great. You're absolutely right. I've had that happen and you're like, all right, I fixed it. Oh no, I didn't. I have to now make the payment. And then you have to go kind of fish around the website to find where that is. Oh. All right.
Absolutely. And then finally in here, you can also see your past payments and also print receipts as well. So if you need just a generic receipt, you can access that here. One of the other things that we've kind of carried over from our practice management software, you know, a lot of systems out there will have you, when you want to open up a patient's document or anything in, you know, that's pertaining to them that you've scanned in, it downloads it to the computer somewhere. And then you have to click on it and you have to open it up. Well, that's bad. You have PHI now on your computer. If it's a web-based system, if it's non-web-based, you had it on your server. Now it's also on your computer. But with Greyfinch, what we did is just like in our practice management software, anytime you have these types of things, it just opens in a new tab. So now you can either just view it, if that's all you needed to do, or you can print it, or you can download it if that's what you're actually trying to do. So we're trying to reduce the exposure of PHI for patients across all of our products, even our patient hub, when you think that they might be at their house, but not everybody has computers, right? They may be at the library, they may be at a friend's house, whatever it may be in here. And we want to try to limit having that data stored on a computer that shouldn't have access to their PHI.
Yeah, that makes sense. Does this portal cost more? Is it like an add-on to existing software, or is it just now included in it?
All included. We've never charged anybody for any new features, including two-way texting, which, you know, looking back on, maybe we, but no, I say that jokingly because, you know, of course, when you're building a new feature and you're going to have a new cost, you run models around it, see what your estimated costs are going to be, and if you could absorb that cost. And with COVID, everybody changed their text messages to say, please respond here when you arrive. And so instead of just coming in and not responding at all to that text message, they're responding here, then the clinic's responding back. So we're paying for 2 to 4x the number of SMS messages we thought we were going to have.
Oh, yeah.
No big deal. We got through it. It's fine. It's starting to dwindle down. But, you know, just like it's kind of, we joke about that. It's like, oh, yeah. It's usually it doesn't go down. Usage doesn't go down on a feature. It usually goes up. But for two-way texting, it definitely has gone down from that standpoint.
Yeah, I think just in general, in my daily behavior, that's true.
That's right. That's right. So that's what we have right now in version 1.0 of our patient hub. So we have some really exciting things though in the future, in the pipeline for version 2. A couple of the things that people have asked us for are the ability for patients to be able to come in here. If you remember in our practice management software, we have a slider bar tool to get patients to say yes to treatments, how you set up the contracts and everything. We're going to actually have that in here. Patients can go home and play with that. And they're going to be able to then, you know, work with their spouse or the significant other if they want and get a payment plan that fits their budget. And then they'll be able to sign the contract electronically and make their down payment and set up their auto drafts and schedule their appointment. So that'll be coming in version 2.0. And then also along those same lines, patients updating their payment plans. So that was a big thing we heard about people, because what we did before we built this, we went out and did a survey of a bunch of different people and said, why are patients calling you? You know, what are they calling? Because this, we want this hub to take care of 90 to 95% of phone calls for a clinic.
Yeah. Jake, are we done with the demo part?
Well, I was going to show you the, actually going to show you the net promoter score stuff real quick here. If you'd like.
Oh yeah, let's do that. Cause we've just been on this screen for a while.
So okay. Sorry. Yeah.
Show our faces or something else.
Got it. Okay. Sorry.
All right. No problem. All right.
All right. So, with the patient hub, you know, that's what we have right now. And we'll keep moving forward with that and adding more and more new features. But we also have released this net promoter score tool. So as you guys know, this is a really powerful way in the marketing world to mm-hmm. be able to judge how likely people, you know, how successful your happy your patients are, right? Is that how you guys would describe it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's really like how likely are they to promote you?
Yep.
You know, are you creating raving fans, which hopefully we all are.
That's right. So we ask them that question. So, but you know, the net promoter score, how likely are you to refer your friends and family, you know, to your practice. And so what we've done is this is the area where you set it up in, but I show you this because we built it out so that if you have multiple locations, think about it, you have multiple different review sites, right? You're going to have a different Google Places page, potentially a different Facebook page, maybe not. Likely a different Yelp page as well too. And so what you do is you come in here and you set this up and you say, okay, for these appointments, and you get to pick. So maybe you also want it to happen after D-bonds too, right? So we have three appointments. We're going to automatically text message that patient 30 minutes, 60 minutes, 90 minutes, or at a specific day and time. We find that the 60 and 90 seems to work best. That's what we're seeing the best results at for people clicking through and actually doing the survey and leaving reviews. It's going to come up and it's going to ask them that question. How likely are you to refer your friends and family? Then you're going to get to control what they see next. So if they rate you between 1 and 8, we'll say, it's going to say this, but you can customize this all you want. But it's then going to just ask for feedback. So if there's feedback for you, it will not go on a review. Where the goal is to curb them to have to go leave a review or be mad enough. And so they give you feedback just to yourself that I'll show you in a second. The clinic can then respond to. But then if they rate you a 9 and 10, you can have whatever you want in this text box. And it's going to ask them to leave you a review. And then at that same spot, we're going to show them these links to Google, Facebook, and Yelp. So we would put your Google Places page in here. We'd put your Yelp page in your Facebook. Now, you don't have to have all three of them. You can just do one. You can do all three. You can do two of them. We're only going to show where there's links.
Yeah, because sometimes you've done great on Google, but this is common. Yelp is just horrible and we need to work on that. So that's always nice.
That's right.
Focus on one that you need to work on for a few months or something.
Yep. That's exactly why we did this. And so you can choose that. And then after that's done, then they go, hopefully leave your review. So you're only asking people that are positive. You know, one of the pitches of those other review sites is that, you know, those third parties that they do the micro sites is like, well, you get to review the reviews before they actually get posted to that micro site. It's like, that's beneficial, sure. But what about if we can not have those people even be asked for reviews that aren't going to leave you something? And then that way you can post them directly to Google and they're never going to leave.
Yeah. So it's going to the most authoritative place and you're kind of asking the right people. I mean, reputation is so important these days.
That's right.
We've had a few times, you know, everyone makes mistakes and we started working with a client and their reputation was really, really poor, which it's often not even their fault. It was just some sort of issues. And we started sending traffic to their website. And like, why isn't anything converting? You know, why aren't they scheduling appointments? And it was because we needed to focus on the reputation management first. We had to fix the reputation because if you don't have a good reputation online, you can spend all the money you want promoting yourself, but the conversion is just going to be terrible. So you're almost like throwing the money out the window.
That's right.
Not to say we should never stop marketing, but you really need to make sure that it's fixed and you can never have enough 5-star reviews, you know, as long as they're legit and real people. So this really has a huge effect on your practice and its success.
It does. And that's why we have this. This is a terrible NPS score. Our developers, I think, thought they were funny when they were building this out on the demo site, but it's a terrible NPS score. But you get the idea. We're going to show you, if you go look these up, these are the proper terms that you use in the NPS, your promoters, passive, and detractors. So we actually give you your actual NPS score so you can brag about it, you know, wherever you want. But basically then you also can see the feedback from the patient, the score and any feedback they left, the location, the doctor and the assistant, the appointment date and time and all that good stuff too. So, you know, you'll have access to all that information.
Yeah. So if there's a problem, it actually helps you fix it. So you can see.
That's right. That's what we see is people reaching out to patients saying, you know, hey, you know, I saw you left us a 5. Why did you leave us a 5? What can we do, you know, to get better? And so, you know, it's been really helpful for our clinics to, you know, try to turn that patient around, right? You know, that's what you're trying to do with that. It's like get better and turn them around at the same time, if it's possible. Not everyone is. So
yeah, of course. I mean, but I mean, any little change that you can make is going to make a huge difference, especially after years of these reviews. I mean, people really rely on them heavily. So you guys are always innovating. Just why do you think it's so important to keep innovating your software? Why do you feel that way?
The funny thing is that, you know, we are innovating in the orthodontic space. I don't think many of these features are that innovative in a lot of, in some of the other spaces, to be completely honest, but gotcha. I say that. From a practice management side, I know a lot of the other industries have the same problem, you know, with their practice management softwares and speaking with different industries in that standpoint. But yeah. What we really want to do is think about, like, you know, when we're innovating new features, like how can we help the practice? Because, you know, selfishly, right, if the clinic and the doctor looks at Grayfinch as an integral part of their growth and their practice, then they're never going to want to leave, right? And then they become so much more sticky from that standpoint. And if you're not innovating, someone else is going to come along and do it, and you're just going to be left behind. And, you know, that's the trend you're going to see. And that's why you see a lot of these other practice management softwares that have been around for a while that didn't do anything, you know, from an innovation standpoint, and they're going away. You know, their users are all leaving them, and they'll in a few years, they won't be here anymore, likely, yes, absolutely. You know? So it's just so important to stay on top of that. Plus it's fun. Like, I mean, to be honest, I would be bored out of my mind if we weren't innovating. Like, this is the fun stuff. You know, when we were building like the ledgers and stuff like that, like, great, but that's not fun, right? Like, let's think of the fun, cool stuff we can do that's different than what everybody else is doing out there. So.
And I think it's nice when I'm watching the demo, there's not a huge learning curve because, you know, we run a lot of Google ads and a lot of Facebook ads and Instagram, blah, 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 blah. And they're just constantly changing the software. And I would say they're not great at reducing that learning curve. All of a sudden you'll go there and everything will be different. And I've had this happen literally when I was teaching a client how to do something, and all of a sudden the whole screen looked completely different. So I had to give a little disclaimer. They just changed this. Let me forgive me if I'm a little slow on the uptake here, but I think that's really important. You can't innovate to the point that you need a whole new class or tutorial on how to do everything. That's going to take a few days. So it's nice that it's intuitive.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I give our UI designer, Tom, a lot of credit for that. He does a really good job with trying to think about that. And of course we have disagreements, right? Just like anything, because that, you know, user interface and user experience is somewhat subjective to an extent, right? On what's better, what's not, how people react. But, you know, he does a really good job of trying to come up with different ideas and things like that. And some of them are crazy and bad. And some of them are really, really good though, too, that keep things, you know, easy to use. It's hard. It seems so simple, right? You know, different patterns out there to design, but it's much harder than you realize. And I think that's part of the reason why people constantly comment on our software about how it looks so clean, you know, because we really take a lot of time and effort to think about that.
Yeah, I think it really makes a huge difference for sure. It's kind of thing, I'm remembering a story. Rich was talking to one of our clients, and we were actually trying to tell her, hey, why don't you look at Grayfinch, because your practice management system is really hurting you in these little places. And her reaction was basically, converting is like going through hell. Everyone tells me it's horrible. I don't care. Just I'm leaving it the way it is. So when someone says something like that, what would you tell them about the process of converting to Grayfinch if they wanted to?
I always tell people it is not the easiest. If someone ever tells you it's the easiest thing, they're lying to you. Don't believe them. Don't buy their software. Yeah. They're just trying to get the sale. But it's also not as hard as you think. And I say that because here's the deal. Not all conversions are created equal. I don't know what software that person has, but there are software companies out there in this space that do not convert everything. They convert very little, or they don't convert ledgers, or they don't convert this, that, or the other, the histories. And so you really need to understand with the software that you're looking at, potentially switching, understand that we're not all equal in that realm. Brayfinch gets everything, and we're not the only ones. There are other practice management softwares that do a good job of conversions too, you know, to be completely upfront. But we also do it extremely. That is a really good thing that we do is our conversions, and we don't miss data. And so that's always the biggest, when people say it's a headache, it's usually because they've had a situation where they've done a conversion and they're missing stuff and they have to manually enter all these, you know, different data points. And
it is that would be terrible. Yeah.
Yes. Ledgers.
So much of what we talked about was getting rid of data entry. Who wants to have more of it?
That's right. So we take pride in our conversions. We do a great job with them. We've converted from every major practice management software out there. We don't miss data. If we do, for some odd reason, we can get it and we'll bring it in. You know, we actually have two developers. They're specialized in database technology, like database and reverse engineering databases. And that's all they do. And so that's their full-time job. And so our conversions are extremely good. And that's, you know, conversions are a necessary evil in this industry to write them because they're not easy to write. But once you got them written, then it's much, much easier. So
that makes sense. That's nice. You have people specifically who are experts in that because it takes that time of mind to make it happen. I know you guys are doing an app. So is there anything else on the horizon you want to talk about?
Yeah, so we have right now we're there's a couple things actually releasing tomorrow, I believe, or early next week, a new feature that, you know, we've always had the ability for our patients, to be able to sign their contracts via like an iPad, you know, an iPad, right? But our goal is to get completely away from, you know, having clinics have to have their own devices and deal with iPads and sanitizing them and broken and charging and all that stuff that no one, you know, that was always the thing. Can I just hand them an iPad to fill out the forms? No, don't do that. Make them use their own phone. Right. And so what we're doing now is releasing a feature where you're going to be able to text or email that patient while they're either sitting in front of you at their house, wherever, the contract. So essentially, we built an e-sign app instead of integrating with a third party and doing all that. We just built it ourselves because it's a, you know, pretty straightforward use case as well. And then we cut out the costs, right? We don't actually have to have any cost associated with that with those third parties. So you'll be able to text or email the patient the contract while they're sitting in front of you. They pull it up on their phone, read through. But you can have multiple signature spots. You can have radio buttons if you need to, or check boxes if there's something they need to acknowledge on there as well too. So it's actually a very robust electronic signature thing that they'll be able to do right from their own phone and read the contract, you know, and take it home or whatever. Or the other cool part about Grayfinch is we have the ability to load multiple contracts. So if you wanted to load like a sample, like a fee presentation type thing, because they're going to leave, you could just text them that and then they have it on their phone and they can take it home and go look at it, you know, with their significant other as well too. So there's a lot of really cool use cases that's going to be coming with this, I think.
So if someone is, say they didn't sign, they're in a pending patient category, does this link stay live so I could potentially put them in like a lead nurturing sequence and just put the keep putting the link in there, give them the chance to sign
more? Yeah, I can't. We do have it timing out at some point, but I think it's a couple of weeks right now, more just for security purposes. It is hidden behind. It's a unique token that's hidden behind their date of birth as well. So for HIPAA.
So you could just create another one.
That's right.
And send it, right?
That's right. If it's expired. Yep.
I mean, you want to touch generally, it'd be better for someone to actually type the text or email. So it's not the same exact template anyway. So if it's just a matter, but just the fact that the ease of being able to send them a text or email and they can sign to their device, that's huge.
Well, then, you know, they call in or they text you in and say, I'm ready to schedule my banding appointment, right? So then from there, what you would do is just, you know, they text back, say, cool, we're going to send you the contract so you can get all the paperwork done ahead of time if you want to take care of it all. So they hang up, they send mom or dad the contract and they sign it and they walk in and they get their braces on, you know, it's done. So
yes,
very simple. So we're really excited about that feature. That was one of those where I thought it was going to be a lot easier than what it was. So it took a little longer than anticipated, but it's in home stretch now and in the testing phase. So that's good.
Yeah, that's exciting. I mean, that's really anything to help with that patient experience. And I think
that's right. Perfect. Again, another great patient experience thing, right? Like this is high tech, you know, the other office had to print me paper and had me sign it that way. So the next thing that we're doing too is secure messaging. So that's been a really popular request. So, you know, traditionally in orthodontics and dental in general, there are a lot of people that do use secure messaging properly and like a third party to manage that. But there's a lot of people that just email stuff back and forth, and that's not technically HIPAA compliant because it's not secure, right? So
absolutely.
Because we have all the stuff that we've done, I always say there's a method to our madness and why the order that we do certain things. We now have all the pieces in place to add this secure messaging very, very easily. And so the beautiful part about this is that patients can go into the hub and send secure messages to the clinic and images back and forth with them. Nice. External professionals, you can send, you'll be able to send stuff back and forth, pictures, videos, you know, text, of course, it'll be like a chat, you know, just like a chat type thing that you have with them that you can add in and everything. So, and then of course the end user, the Grayfinch user, you don't have to go anywhere different than where your two-way texting lives. We designed that communication app to actually support multiple mediums of communication. So those secure messages will live in the exact same spot. So so they can have different statuses as well. And all that kind of great stuff that we did with our two-way texting is also going to carry over into the secure messaging.
Awesome. So I think some viewers who haven't seen the first show are probably like, what is he talking about? So guys, just watch the first show. Just go to orthothrive.com, search for Grayfinch, and watch the first episode about this. I think you'll learn a lot. It's a really cool demo. And so if anyone's interested in learning more or they want to convert, just go to orthothrive.com/Grayfinch. And we've kind of partnered with you to offer a really great gift. You're going to have an awesome gift that you can get if we... if you go through that page, I think it'll really be interesting, and you can schedule the demo there and really get a hands-on walkthrough of the software with you.
Yeah, that'd be great. We'd love to talk to anybody, and we'll talk to anybody. Even if you're not interested right now and you just want to learn more about Grayfinch, you know, we're happy to show it off and let people know, because that's how the word spreads too. You know, this community is really small in this, you know, in the orthodontic world. And we're really trying to help clinics and change the way they're able to practice and generate revenue.
Perfect. All right, Jake, is there anything else you want to cover before we wrap it up?
No, I appreciate you guys having me back on again, and hopefully in another 6 to 8 months or a year from now, we can do this again and I'll have a bunch more cool stuff to talk about.
Absolutely. Can't wait.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take it easy. We're talking about innovation today, but Jake said something that really struck me. He says, what we're doing really isn't all that innovative. It's just innovative in patient management software for orthodontists. And he's right. I mean, this is 2021. We should be expecting these things. So he's making his software meet our expectations in this time. And I really like that about it. If you want to be a guest on the show or you have an idea for a future episode, just go to orthothrive.com. You can reach me directly at richard@orthosalesengine.com. Keep grinding, keep thriving, and I'll see you next time.